Apple cancels their car. Sony does a lot of layoffs at PlayStation. And NVIDIA is incredibly shady. They're like a cartel. Let's get in the hot news, everybody. I'm your Brett host. We're going to be going over the hottest tech news that I can find on the internet while you enjoy your breakfast this Wednesday, February 28, 2024, which precedes the rarest day of them all, February 29th, tomorrow. Big day for us here at UFD Tech with the launch of our Rare Brew Coffee Company. And turns out that big day is never going to come for Apple when it comes to the launch of the Apple Car, because it got immediately reported yesterday that Apple has decided to cancel this entire project. This is something that they've been working on for nearly a decade. Since 2014, Apple has had some sort of internal procedure to try to develop some form of an electric vehicle that they were going to bring out to market, whether that was one that was going to be fully autonomous or otherwise. Apple's most senior executives made a final decision in this in recent weeks, and they announced it to the team working on it, which includes around 2,000 employees, with it being reported that Apple will have to do layoffs because of this, but they will also have a procedure for Apple employees to apply for other jobs within the Apple ecosystem. So this appears to be a massive shakeup. It came after a lot of pressure from shareholders trying to get Tim Cook to make a decision. You're releasing a car or not. It was supposed to come out at some point in 2028 and cost around $100,000, which is what you would expect for an Apple device, but it appears that it will never see the light of day. So all of those Lexis that they had driving around with the autonomous LiDAR sensors, just no longer going to be part of what Apple's choosing to do. A lot of wasted money in that adventure, but obviously a lot of the R&D and the patents that you do will inevitably serve some other function later in the future. Let me know if you're disappointed that you're never going to be able to ride in an Apple car. But if you did, you know what you could use to get some work done? Today's video sponsor. Attention all IT wizards, our sponsor Pulseway has a huge announcement for you. The days of have you turned it off and on again are over, because Pulseway is a remote monitoring and management software built to help MSPs and IT teams reduce downtime and set new standards for efficiency through automation. Whether it's a line of not so tech savvy people at your door or your inbox filling up with requests and help messages, this could have all been avoided with Pulseway. Pulseway lets you monitor everything you can think of, all from their convenient and easy to use dashboard. You check up on servers, deploy fixes to the individual machines, review and fulfill reports all in one place, and for both your desktop and mobile. It's easy to add more devices so you can continue to manage and monitor wherever you go. Pulseway makes it easy to deal with IT issues by allowing you to respond and resolve through your phone. So now when you're at home gaming and a system encounters an error, it's as simple as a few taps on your phone and the solution can be deployed. If you're an IT professional who just needs a little help managing and monitoring, check out Pulseway via the link in the description below and claim your free trial today. Big thanks to Pulseway for sponsoring today's video. And hey, you can even use Pulseway on these new Meow laptops from Colorfire. We've talked about these before. It's just a cute little design that Colorfire, also known as Colorful, has had for GPUs and a few other PC components like motherboards. And now they're launching a laptop brand of the Meow R15 and R16, which are going to have the Ryzen 7 8000 series processors with RTX 4070 graphics cards. And this is just a beautiful, beautiful looking laptop. It's so gosh dang cute. Kyler wants it, but unfortunately I can't find an easy way to import one here in the United States, so we'll just have to hold off on that. You want one of them Meow laptops? Ooh. I can't get one. I'm sorry. I wish I could figure it out. I can only find them on JD.com and I don't have a reliable way of importing it. Sorry, bud. And Sony says they're sorry because they're laying off 900 staff at PlayStation Studios, ranging from the hit studios like Naughty Dog and Insomniac, who have made The Last of Us and Spider-Man, but also the entirety of the London studio is getting shut down as well. This represents roughly 8% of the entire PlayStation Studio division. There's also going to be some downsizing to things like Guerrilla Games, and it appears like it's affecting a whole lot, despite the fact that Spider-Man 2 was Sony's fastest selling first party title ever, and they made a lot of money, 10 million units within the first 3.5 months. It doesn't appear like that's enough for them to decide not to cut all of these jobs. Specifically with London Studio, they were responsible for a lot of the PlayStation VR games that came out initially. They haven't really worked on anything for PSVR 2 because they've been busy developing a fantasy online combat game, but Sony appears to have determined that that's no longer necessary and that it just became clear changes needed to be made to continue to grow the business and develop the company. This is especially after, even though revenue has continued to go up for PlayStation, it has not increased profits. So Sony likely looking to make that happen. One of the things Intel's looking to make happen is getting 1-nanometer chips out to the market, with them publishing for the first time ever the 10A, or 1-nanometer process node, is available on a roadmap. They had this available at their Foundry Direct Connect event, where they were talking about all of the things that they're going to be doing with Intel's Foundry services, and you can see right here that starting sometime in 2027, they're going to start shipping out 10A. This is a big deal, especially because one of the things that the new CEO, Pat Gelsinger, has been doing with the company is trying to revitalize its Foundry services, get it back on track. That was one of the reasons why we were on 14 nanometers for so long. Skylake, KB Lake, Coffee Lake, all of those were just so many of Comet Lake, even, oh, I forget all of the names, but it was because it wasn't just the fact that Intel couldn't design new chips, they couldn't make them. They had no foundry capability to do that, and so there was multiple layers that failed, and now that Pat Gelsinger's at the helm, it looks like potentially that is something that they want to make sure does not happen again, and they're indicating that they're still on track for a lot of the milestones that they need to hit in order to make all of this still happen. And you know what is still happening? Deals.
Yo, welcome back to UFT Deals, bringing the hottest tech deals. I'm the internet. It is Wednesday, my dudes, and you know, deals. Starting off today, we have the EVGO Supernova 650 GT, which is a 650-watt 80-plus gold fully modular power supply for only $64.99, making it $55 off, or $1 per 10 watts, if you want to calculate it that way. Then next up, we have the Lian Li Unifan SL Infinity, which is the really cool fans that have the infinity mirror side pieces. You can pick up a 3-pack of these 120mm fans, available in black, for only $89.99, making it $39 off. And then lastly, we have the AMD Ryzen 7 5800X 3D, which is a staple in modern gaming builds. You can pick this up for only $319, which comes bundled with a free MSI B450 MA Pro Max 2 Micro ATX motherboard for a little bit of extra savings. And hey, with that, the deals are done. You can find these and more linked in the video description down below. But until next time, I'm gonna hand you off back to Brett for the rest of your hot news. Cheers.
And NVIDIA thinks you've been getting a bad deal when it comes to GeForce Now, where you can stream video games over the internet. You still have to pay for the games. They had a free version, which gave you up to an hour of playtime at a time to just play your games to your heart's desire on hardware that's potentially more powerful than what you had access to. But now NVIDIA thinks that free, too good of a deal. Now you get ads. You're getting served ads before you start to play the game. They said that free users will start to see up to 2 minutes of ads while waiting in queue to start a gaming session. So this will be before you launch into the game. It shouldn't be during the gaming experience. I mean, nothing's going to stop or change NVIDIA from the ability to make that happen eventually, where it's just, oops, all ads everywhere. But the free version, no longer there. You can still get GeForce Now Ultimate for $20 a month if you want a RTX 4080 and all of that. But in case you want it for free, you now have to be part of the ad economy just a little bit more. Let me know if this bums you out for how you use GeForce Now, if you're a user of that program, if this really changes anything for you. I want to hear it down below in the comments. And NVIDIA is starting to hear some of the public outcry about the way that they choose to handle themselves in business. We've heard from other GPU partners such as EVGA that they decided to just bow out completely because it was too stressful to work with the Team Green machine. And now all of their competitors are talking about what might be a disadvantage for them, especially with how NVIDIA chooses to conduct business. So this is coming out from another AI chip maker known as Grok, which is not the same as the AI that Elon invented. This is a chip maker, not the software. Anyways, the report indicates that if NVIDIA finds out that a company who's trying to buy NVIDIA's data center chips for AI processing, if they find out that you are chatting up any of these other AI chip makers, they will delay your order. They will make it so that you don't get it on time. They'll prioritize other customers who are a bit more loyal, who have a bit more, I don't know, willingness to kowtow to Jensen's leather jacket. The CEO of Grok said, a lot of people that we meet with say that if NVIDIA were to hear that we were meeting, they would disavow it. The problem is you have to pay NVIDIA a year in advance, and you may get your hardware in a year, or it may take longer. And it's a, aw shucks, you're buying from someone else? Well, I guess it's gonna take a little longer. Obviously, this is not the first report we've heard of NVIDIA potentially doing just these shady things with regards to how they want to try to control the market. You might remember something like the GeForce Partner Program, which started cropping up in 2017, 2018, where NVIDIA wanted to make sure that companies like Asus, MSI, and Gigabyte, that if they were gonna sell for both NVIDIA and AMD, well, your gaming brand has to be NVIDIA. If you're going to sell AMD, you have to come up with a completely new lineup. If you're selling gaming cards, they better be NVIDIA. They can't be AMD. And they tried to get these companies to sign these partner programs, but that blew up in their face. Well, it turns out that now that Scott Herkelman's no longer the Radeon chief over at AMD, he's speaking out against NVIDIA as well, with him responding to this report over on Twitter saying, "This happens more than you would expect. NVIDIA does this with DC customers, OEMs, AIBs, press, and resellers. They learn from GPP to not put it into writing. They just don't ship after a customer has ordered. They are the GPU cartel, and they control all the supply." This appears to be a very frustrating situation, especially when NVIDIA now is the third most valuable company in the US. They have a lot of money, a lot of sway. Nobody is making AI GPUs quite as good as NVIDIA is, but that could be potentially from years of shady practices like this that have put AMD at a competitive disadvantage, where they haven't been able to get the revenue that they needed to invest into R&D for them to be able to compete with NVIDIA at the level that they are at. Potentially, who knows? Systemic oppression in my GPU economy? Never. We'll keep you posted on how all of this develops. I mean, you could easily write this off as like rival companies just being completely bitter that they're not making as much money as the top dog. Or you could, you know, look at previous past history and see that it might be repeating itself, and NVIDIA has never been the shining example of morals and ethics in the industries that they participate in. I don't know. You let me know down below in the comments, and I'll respond to it tomorrow, which will respond right now to yesterday's with Work Warbly saying, "Just what we all need, a transparent laptop with 3,000 nits of prawn chub playing silently in the McDonald's lobby." Which I was confused, so we had somebody ask, "What does prawn chub mean?" And turns out that the answer is, he meant pork chop. Glad to hear it. He meant to type pork chop, that's my bad. Octagonal Square saying, "I'm gonna deglove this bag down my throat." Brett, are you okay? I don't remember saying that, but if I did say it, I was probably fine. Z-Shrink saying, "Kyler asks, how often are you on ladders? I'm literally on a ladder right now for work, listening." Great, now I'm paranoid. Zach, don't slip, don't fall down, Zach. Don't, oopsie. Then we got Gonomy Leahy saying, "I wonder if the fix for transparent TVs is to have a panel of switchable glass behind it so the picture can be better." You mean like a backing for the display so that the backing helps to isolate and give better contrast to what you're trying to display? Because, yeah, that works. Yeah, that does happen. And Broke Dad says, "I need some RGB on my lawn tractor if it's going to run video games." I agree. And then we got Yahtzee saying, "I admit, I don't watch every single episode of Hot News, but was it ever mentioned that Kyler wasn't co-hosting anymore? I missed the categorically unviable entertainment black hole. I know Brett has had COVID, but he's been missing before then. Kyler isn't not co-hosting. Kyler!" See, he's working. He's yelling at me. Come here.
Yeah.
People want to know where you went.
Where am I?
Why aren't you co-hosting no more?
It's been so dark and cold.
Where you been, buddy?
Why'd you leave me there?
Okay, this is the real reason why. This is... He would have just hit the Gwitty. All right, we'll see you back here for more of the hottest tech news tomorrow.